Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and she is Tony DeMayo. Hi, Tony.
Hello. Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And real quick, before I forget, that was a riff from a song called Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo, that music. Somebody almost every week, somebody asks. And that's what that's from. And it was a joke. I thought it would be funny to use that music for this show, because we talk to dead people and it's a party, so dead man's party. So anyway, and kind of excited because we're coming up on Halloween. I know it's still over a month away, month and a half away, but that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And Donna Southard, who was with us last week, who channels Archangel Raphael, is going to be back with us. One of the first Mondays in October. We'll post it on the events tab on the website at psychictapestry.com, so you can see when she'll be back. And our good friend psychic medium Crystal Olson is also going to be back at some point next month. Date unclear at this point. I feel like I'm shaking a magic eight ball. Reply hazy. Try again. But that'll be up on the website shortly too. You can make your plans accordingly. No, the next Mondays, I will be out down and unavailable. So sorry about that.
Yeah.
But we will be back that first Monday in October, which I believe is the 7th. So,
yeah.
Feels like something I should be saying at the end of the show, but threw that out there at the beginning just in case people are thinking, well, maybe I'll call next week. Well, you're going to have to wait a few weeks if you don't call in tonight. Phone lines are open. A bunch of people are on the phone already. The number is 347-838-9903. A couple other ways that you can reach out to us. Social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at psychictapestry on Twitter. And you can go to the website that I mentioned earlier, psychictapestry.com. In the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message. And you can connect with us that way as well. Phones are the best. You may have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you. And the back and forth of that conversation is much easier on the phone than it is through social media. But you could be at work, or you could be doing something that doesn't let you call in, or maybe you don't like the way your voice sounds, or you just don't want to call in. Or maybe it's some other reason we haven't even thought of. Whatever the case, that's why those other options are available to you.
Good.
So there, spit all of that out. Blog Talk Radio is still working on the chat feature, as far as I know. So the chat room is not open. If you wander in there, that's why we aren't there, because it's not working on our end, at least anyway. If you do wander in there and there are other people in there, say hi. Tell them all we said hi. Sorry that we can't connect, but hopefully one of these Mondays. That will be fixed. I did mention right from the get-go that we're not going to be here the next two Mondays. If you can't get through tonight, or you're listening to this as a podcast and the show's no longer live, or you just don't want to wait until October 7th to call in, you can book a private reading with Tony or with me, or with me and Tony, or with Donna Southard or Crystal Olson or my wife Lisa Kessler, who does some shows with us from time to time, also Michelle Ambergy. Any of those, if you go to psychictapestry.com, and you'll see one of the things that you can pick, one of the tabs is get a reading, and you can click on that and you can find out more about all of the folks that that do shows from at least from time to time, or more often like Tony and I do. But you can find out more about them, and you can connect and arrange to book a private reading with whoever you'd like. And the benefit of that, of course, is privacy. So you're not on on the radio with us, or captured forever on a podcast. However, forever is however long forever is
on
the internet. Yeah. But and booking a private reading also lets you get a little more focus on what it is that your questions are about. Because here on this show, it's really more of a demonstration, kind of a taste. We do mini readings just to kind of touch base with as many people as we can. At least that's the goal, is to do mini readings. Sometimes they get a little bit longer. It really just depends. No two readings are the same. And sometimes we get a call from someone who needs the extra. And we're happy to help with that. But for the most part, it is a quick kind of thing. So if you want something a little bit longer, a little bit more in depth, that's an option for you. So there. I think I said it all.
You said that,
Tony,
very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, well.
But before the show started, as we were getting ready, you were mentioning a couple things, and I'm not sure if they were things that were coming up soon that you wanted to mention tonight, or just
stuff. Well, I could mention it,
going.
Sure. You never know. I actually had someone come, or several people come, from mentioning one of my things that I was doing on the radio, so... Let's do that again. Good thinking.
Okay.
Coming Monday, we're having a brand new event at Serene Beans Coffee House here in Katy, Texas. So if you're local, this would interest you. I'll be reading there, and Crystal Olson as well. She'll be doing psychic mediumship. And we're going to have a bunch of light workers. We have healers and readers, and it's from noon to 5. And you get a little taste. You can actually purchase as much time at this fair as you'd like. And I think the average price will be $20, 20 minutes kind of a thing. So you can buy your readings accordingly, as much time as you want or as little. And that's what we'll be doing all day Saturday. So if you're around or in Katy or Houston, come on down. And Serene Beans is at 5609 3rd Street. If you Google it, it'll give you the info on how to get there. And that's in Katy. So there you go. That's what I'll be doing.
Okay. For me, I lead a meditation circle at the Mystic Isle in La Mesa. And that's coming up tomorrow, Tuesday. What's the date tomorrow? The 17th, September 17th.
Yes.
So if you are in the greater San Diego area and you want to join us, we get going around 6:30. It's a different kind of meditation. Music is a big thing for me, so it's very music-focused and not stereotypical New Agey meditation kind of music. But it's great. We have some folks who come every time, and what they like about it is that they'll tell me that they have a tough time with meditation, because for some people that is just difficult, and this makes it kind of fun, because I think a lot of people who are having a tough time with meditation, it turns into like medicine or homework, and it's tough, and it just and knowing that it's tough makes it tougher. So this is something that is completely different, and it's noisier than most meditations, but It's fun. It's kind of like a party, and it's not for everybody, but if you're in the greater San Diego area and you'd like to give it a whirl, come by and see us at the Mystic Isle. There's a link on the events page at psychictapestry.com, so you can check that out. Speaking of the Mystic Isle, since we're not going to be here for a few weeks, our psychic fair is coming up October 5th. It's a Saturday. It's always the first Saturday of the month. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of readers there. The rates are discounted. Aura photography. We're talking about kicking off the month of October with a costume contest. Usually that comes near the end of October, closer to Halloween, but we thought we would kick off October with a costume contest, and we're going to let everybody vote on who they think is the best, and the winner will get to we'll get a free reading, at least one free reading, maybe more.
That's a great idea.
So there's a little bit of incentive, and it makes it ups the fun quotient. So
sure
again,
does.
if you're in the greater San Diego area, or you're going to be October 5th, come by and see us in La Mesa.
What are you going to be, Ken?
I'm gonna be the guy taking money and directing
You're
traffic.
You're not gonna dress up? Aww.
No, I can't win. So I can't win.
Oh well.
So
you can entertain. I'm always an angel. I'm always an angel because it goes with the reading. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Right? I do angel connections, so I'm an angel. I have wings and gold wings and everything. I have a thing on my head. I have the halo that lights up. Oh, yeah. It's quite the thing.
You should definitely send a picture to me so we can post
it. I think it's my profile picture on one of my Facebook pages, and maybe on, I think it's on my Instagram still, too. But I will. I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
I've got it someplace. I'll find it. It's in all the 5,000 pictures I have. Literally 5,000 pictures. I have to weed them out.
One of the really neat things that we do for the psychic fairs is that we also offer the same discounted rates for phone readings. So the first time this came up was from people who had lived here but had moved away.
Right.
So they knew what we were doing, and they called in to see if we could do that. And so we've just opened it up to everybody. So this would be something that would be available to anybody who is listening to this, wherever you are.
If you
want to get a discounted rate on a reading or just find out more about it, you could call the Mystic
mm-hmm.
Isle. And that info, again, is on the events page at psychictapestry.com. There's a link there that you can go over to the Mystic Isle website, find out a little bit more about everything, and see what's what. So anyway, that's what's coming up. But
that's
tonight,
really good. Yes.
I think so. Thanks.
I know.
But tonight, we're just going to dig into some calls here because there are a bunch of people who are hanging on already, and I don't want to keep chattering away and make them all have to wait too long. We're going to try to get through. Our goal always is to try to get to everybody, but some nights it seems like as we get to one call and we help one person, two more people call, and it just kind of builds through the night. So, okay, well, Ken, if that's the case, why do you keep talking? Good question. Okay. The number is 347-838.
Did somebody send you that?
No, I just...
Oh, you just said that. Okay.
Yeah, the phone number is 347-838-9903, and oh gosh, I was about to click on the first call, and we should let everybody know, just in case people are joining us for the first time, who we are and why we're here and what we're going to do.
Good point.
So Tony, who are you? Why are you here? What are you going to do?
I'm Tony DiMeo. I'm an old psychic, and I've been psychic since birth, and I can also see dead people, which isn't my favorite thing, I have to say. I'm not afraid, but I enjoy the angel-spirit-guide connection. And I like, because of free choice, to give you those messages that they want you to know. And I like to filter the reading through their eyes and their hearts and their wisdom. So that's how we're going to do it tonight, and I can't wait to get started. And how about you, Ken?
Well, are you using cards tonight?
I use cards just for confirmation. Sometimes I don't bother with the cards. It just depends, you know. Some people are honestly easier to read. This is a good point too. If you want to be to get the best reading possible from any reader, kind of open your heart and your mind to it. But if you put up that shield or a little wall, you know, just a little. Sometimes people do that without realizing they've done it. And once someone puts up that wall of, like, wait, back off, you know, they get scared, then it's harder to get in. So that's why it's good to have the angels and guides because they can jump over the wall and give me something to say, which is good. But the cards are usually just for confirmation for me.
Okay.
Yes.
I always love it when somebody comes for a reading and they don't want to tell you anything.
Right.
So it's just, you know, you tell me why am I here.
Confirm anything. Yeah.
Right. And you know, there's a couple reasons for that. Some people are very skeptical. I know
I was.
But there's another group of people who have who just forget. It's all so overwhelming that they get sort of amnesia about things, and you could tell them, you know, and you could ask them questions and they don't know. I have had so many people who have come back to the shop where I occasionally do readings or have called and said, you know, on the way home, I just remembered that my mom's name is Anne, you know, and it is, and it is really something, something so obvious like that, but that people do get a little bit.
Happens all the time.
That, and the other thing is that sometimes, and this happens on this show a lot too, sometimes people will be so focused on the reason that they called in, the very specific, is he coming back, am I getting the job, whatever the very specific thing that they want to ask, that they don't pick up on the other things, the other kinds of messages that we get for them. And I always try to remind our listeners that what you want to know and what you need to know aren't always the same thing.
That's right.
I know a few weeks ago we had a caller, and I believe she was calling about a job. And I had a message for her from her dad, who had passed away sometime in the past year. And she was very grateful when she really opened up to getting that, and validated that, oh, that's, you know, the you know, I sort of described what I saw, and I described, you know, what it was he's saying, and she said, oh, that's he loved his hats, and and that's exactly something that he would say. And so it is. So just, if you're calling in, be open. It's okay if you have something specific. We're going to try and answer whatever it is that you ask. But sometimes there is something that spirit thinks is more important. So
I
wanted to mention that. For my part of the festivities, my name is Ken Kessler. I fly the plane and push the buttons here. I also refer to myself as a music intuitive. I get, music is very important, and I get messages through music. And I loaded up a player with thousands of songs before we started, and started it playing randomly, and have asked my angels and guides, and your angels and guides, to give me the song that is the message for you. So when you call in, I'll let you know what song was playing and what I think it means for you. And the really cool thing about music, I think, is that it's so personal that I can tell you, like I was guided to share this song before the show started, so I posted it on our Facebook page, Spirit in the Night by Bruce Springsteen. And I could tell you about Bruce and about the song and what I think it means, and that's great, but it can have a personal meaning for you that is different than that, and that's valid too. Sometimes that's just how it works. Spirit and angels like to use what's in our heads as the readers to trigger in you what you need to know. So it
could be
as simple as me saying Bruce Springsteen, and that immediately makes you think of that old high school friend that you haven't thought of in a long time, who you just read had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's the connection for you. But sometimes that's just how it works. So kind of keep that in mind. And that's really, that's true of any kind of reading. Tony could pull a card for you and tell you all about it, and that's great, and it's probably very accurate, but it could also trigger in you something else that she doesn't say, and that's also valid. And that's true of any reading. So keep that in mind. And with all of that said, and I know it was a lot, sorry, 347-838-9903 is the number. And let's start grabbing some phone calls. Hey, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name? Hi, if you're calling from area code 929, this is you. Okay. I will keep an eye on them and see if they call back. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Hi,
Sharon. We're doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's my first time calling in. I'm usually sleeping by now.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Early. Ohio.
Oh,
well, thank you so much for finding us tonight. How can we help you?
Well, you used to be on Sundays, I think. It was a few years ago that I used to do it when you did it on Saturday or Sunday, I think it was.
Saturday,
yeah, we had a Saturday show, yeah.
That's what it was. Okay, it was a few years ago. Okay, but anyhow, I have a life question. I just want to see what you can pick up in my career over the next, like, 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
I've been there about 8 months.
You've been without a job? 9 months without a job?
No. I've been at my job for 9 months. It's a full-time job, permanent.
Okay.
Yeah, and I want to see what's coming up for me in the next 3 months there. Because when you're new there, you're on probation for a year. So me and this other man that they hired, we're both, you know, on probation to the end of the year. And I want to see what's coming up for me in the next couple months, few months there.
Is there anyone negative at work that seems to drain you at all?
Yeah, there's a female. Yes, that's why. Yeah, she's been there like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is. You're absolutely right.
Try to avoid her, they're saying.
I do. Very nice to her. I won't. She likes to start trouble. She's a busybody, and it's so sad. But she knows her job. She could do it in her sleep.
Oh, exactly. Don't give her any information that she could use. Just be friendly and keep moving, that kind of thing. I wouldn't get too close, but don't give her any reason not to like you, and don't give her any information about you personally. That's what they're telling me. They're also saying that you may be happier if in a different department or doing something a little different than you're doing now. But that if there's any challenge, you will overcome it. But they're saying little changes are necessary in life, but they're always, you know, this one will be for the better. But I do believe that you're definitely going to be kept there. I don't see that not happening. But I think you're going to be up higher. I see you like a higher. It's like I see her making trouble, being a busybody, and you are like floating above her. And I'm not sure exactly what that means. It might just be that you rise above it, but I think it really means that you're going into a position that has some more responsibility.
And
okay?
How about nicer people? When I first started there, my first 3 or 4 months, she made it so hard to learn my job, and it got me confused. You know what I'm saying? Because when you have that pressure on you, because there's so much to learn in the job, and I just thought, oh my God, she's going to get me fired. You don't see that, do you?
No, I don't see her getting you fired. I don't believe. I think they've got her number there. I really do. I think they know who she is. But like you said, she could do the job in her sleep, which makes her, you know, valuable for that part. But they're saying that what's coming up for you is creativity and abundance. And you are being called to action. You have much to accomplish in this world. And you're about to come truly into the fullness of all that you are. They're saying that in the future you will give birth to projects. And as long as you follow your passion, abundance and prosperity will manifest for you. So just be your wonderful self. And what is your birthday, Sharon?
I like the job. It's just sometimes the people just drain me. Just in my department, there's two women. Not everyone, I'm not saying that, but it's they've been there so long. And when you're new on the block, if they don't like you, oh, my God, that's what it is. But I like the job itself.
Yeah,
do you
I
feel
was
me
asking,
staying there?
Oh, yes.
Go on.
When is your birthday, honey?
September
1st. Your birthday. December?
Oh, it's September S.
September
Virgo.
Okay, you're a Virgo. That's a great sign. And you should be able to get along with everyone and not get too closely involved with them. That should come somewhat naturally to you. Try to put up a bit of a shield against them. Ask your angels to help you to do that so that they do not drain you. You actually have some abilities. You're very intuitive. You have many insights. And they're saying... please meditate and pray and get as close to your guides as you can and ask for their help. That's what they're telling me over and over. Tell her to ask. They can't step in unless you ask. And they see you, you know, in a time of celebration to come, and you're going to have a joyful future. They're just saying have faith that things are going to turn out beautifully on the job front. So don't have... fear. Don't be nervous about it. Mm-hmm. Just be your authentic self and don't get too close to her. Don't allow her to drain you. Like I said, don't get too closely involved. Don't get drawn in. Okay?
Oh, I won't. But on September 30th,
yes?
I'm taking an exam for my job. Am I going to pass?
Of course you are, because you're going to prepare.
I know.
And the angels will help you. You are,
thank
when
you.
You do something, you do a good job. There's no way. Why
thank
wouldn't you.
You
pass? That's the question. Because you're going to be well prepared and you're going to do a good job, just like you do it. Everything you do, Sharon. Have faith.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetie, I'm glad you called. And I'm going to give you to Ken now.
Hi, Sharon.
Have a great night.
Hello.
Hi. The song that was playing for you is a, I guess it's a standard, My Funny Valentine. This version was by Chet Baker. Are you familiar with the song?
My Funny, and I love music. Is that an oldie music, an oldie but a goodie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Usually this
what is it, my, go on.
My Funny Valentine. Usually this is the kind of song that would come up if somebody was asking about love. But to me, this is kind of gives me not a specific date, although it would be easy to say February 14th, but I feel like the month of February is going to be really significant for you. And this job that you love, I think that what you need to do is, as the song says, don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Don't change what you're doing. You're doing the right thing. You're and you know it. You know, there's nothing that you can do to make somebody else like you, but the people who need to know that you're good at what you're doing, they know. And I think something significant, something important, something that you're going to like is coming in February. So just hang in there and kind of focus on that and know that it's going to be fine. You're in a job that you love, which is rare. So many people would love to be able to say that, but you're in a job that you love and you're good at it and the right people know. So just do what you're doing. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
We're
thank
glad
you.
You called,
thanks so much for calling us.
Good night.
Have a nice evening.
You
okay.
Too.
Thanks. You too, Sharon. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry with Tony and Ken. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut.
Ooh.
And how can we help you tonight?
I'm wondering if I've got some life-changing goodness coming to me at all.
Okay. life-changing goodness. You've been through something stressful lately, haven't you?
Where's mine?
Yeah. Well, the first card that I pulled and what I'm hearing is the Messenger of Abundance. That's the angel that's coming through. They're saying there's wonderful news coming regarding your career. It's either going to be a new job, a promotion, or you're going to be accepted into the school that you want. Whatever it is, it's going to be great, and it has to do with what your life, you know, your life's work. You might they're saying also you might feel ready to do something that's challenging and fulfilling. Does any of that resonate for you, honey?
I haven't been able to work for 21 years, and science has caught up with my illnesses, so I was hoping to have a life and a career.
Well, wonderful. They're saying it's coming for you. Something new, a new occupation.
Do they have any idea?
Occupation.
I was a barber for 25 years, and I can't go back to that now. It would be crazy.
It would be too hard. Well, look into your heart, they're saying, and it will be in an area that you have an interest in.
So,
you know, think of all the things that you'd be able to do, and then pick the one that resonates most with you, and then start reaching out to do that. They're saying it will take action to bring this about.
Well, I hope they're going to show me what it is.
Okay. They want you to begin to manifest by expressing gratitude for what you do have. And even if your life has been very challenging, which it has, and if it feels challenging now, they're saying you need to step forward with confidence because you really do deserve these good things. And they're saying although you feel restricted by the circumstances you find yourself in, that's just an illusion. Make a promise to yourself to refuse to be stuck in any situation that makes you unhappy. They're saying you can free yourself by changing your thoughts. And this is a very true thing. Abundance is coming. It says heaven opens its arms and pours abundance down to you. You're about to receive an unexpected gift. Accept that with gratitude, knowing that you'll have a chance to return that generosity by giving to others in the future. They're saying you might do well working for a charitable organization.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. So think about that. You might be a very valuable, member of a charitable organization and get a job doing something for them. And it would inspire you. And if you have had a lot of illnesses, then you would certainly understand how they all feel. Right?
Exactly. Yes,
okay.
For sure.
Well, think about that area then. Look for opportunities there. And I'm going to give this to Ken now. Give you to Ken and let him give you his message. Thank you for
calling.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. The song that was saying when we took your call is "You Made Me So Very Happy" by Blood and Tears. Do you know that song?
You're breaking up. Can you say that again?
Sure. The song that was playing when we took your call was "You've Made Me So Very Happy" by Blood, Sweat, Tears. Do you know that song?
You've made me, and then you broke up.
Yeah.
So very happy.
So very happy.
Yes, I know that song. Yes.
Okay. Okay. This is all about gratitude, kind of like what Tom was saying. And it's very easy to sort of lose that thread when things aren't going well. Believe you me, I know all about that. So what you need to do is think about and come up with an arbitrary number. For me, I come up with 11 things every day that I'm grateful for. But make this a daily thing, and you can decide if it's first in the morning, just before you go to sleep, sometime during whatever it is. Think about and come up with however many you want to, things that you're grateful for. And at first, this is going to feel like homework. It's going to not it's going to feel like just an exercise that you're doing. But if you keep doing this, it will start to feel real, and you will start to feel grateful. And once you start putting that kind of energy out there, that's when everything that you want comes through to you. It's the way that the universe works. It's the law of attraction. When you're grateful for what you have, the universe wants you to have everything you want. But it has to start with you. You have to be able to say, you know what, I am grateful for, and you know what, and I know sometimes it's really hard when you, especially if you have a lousy day, and it's okay to say I'm grateful that the number, that's okay. I'm grateful the Wi-Fi worked. I'm grateful it didn't rain on me. Whatever it takes to get to the number. Some days it will be easy. Some days you'll have a good day and you can go way past whatever number you come up with. And some days it'll be tough. But the more you do it, the easier it will get, and the more grateful you will feel, and the more open you'll be to all the abundance that the universe wants you to have.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling us.
Have a great rest of the night, honey. Bye-bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
And how can we help you? How can we help you tonight?
I am got a work question. It sounds similar to the lady that said she had the kind of the jealous people. I'm kind of in the same situation, but it's starting to affect my health, and it's my manager, so it's not even a coworker. And it's a little more tricky.
Yeah, that's common too. Oh, he or she, I'm not getting.
You want me to tell you?
I kind of feel male and female around you, and I do feel jealousy. I think it's a man. I'm getting a man. Is there a man that you work with, definitely?
There is a coworker man I work with, but my...
If the manager is a female, then it is.
Yeah, but she's very masculine energy.
Oh, that explains it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. That was a rough one. I was trying to...
She's very tough, very, you know...
God, I'm getting male energy.
Well,
okay.
Above her, there's a lady that, like, okay, there's a manager. I have a male that I work with. He's nice, but he's jealous. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
and then,
I know. They're all jealous.
Yes, and I help
really
them.
You're really good at what you do.
I help people. That's the sad part is that
I
help
I
them.
Can hear it in your voice. When is your birthday, Debbie?
It's February 12th.
See
you,
Aquarius.
Yeah,
yes, of course. You can get along with everybody. You don't want anything to be too heavy. You like
no.
to keep it all nice and, you know, let's all work together. You have amazing ideas. It's your creativity that they're jealous of.
Yeah.
Yes. You come up with the best ideas and they get picked. Yeah.
Even though I share which...
I know
I
you do. You can't help being who you are, and you shouldn't
right.
have to put your you know, hide your light under a bushel, as they used to say. You shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hate to say it, but I bet this happens to you a lot.
Yes, it does.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't won't even say to move to another place because it'll happen. Kind of keeps
so
happening.
What do I do? What do I? You because
just,
I.
You know what?
But,
you just keep
what?
Being you. Be the authentic
but it's
you.
Affecting
it will
my health.
It will change people. It will change the people around you. Always take the high road. They will come to see the authenticity. these other people who are jealous of you are living in fear-based life.
Yes, very much so. But it's affecting
me. Yes, you're sensitive because you want people to, you know, you want to like people. You want to like find things to like about them. You want to have a great work life. You don't need stress. You don't want stress. You're an easy breezy person.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is all good news cards.
Yay!
Yes. All good news. Positive recognition is coming your way. That's what they're saying. That you deserve success, and your success is all but assured. Continue to express yourself openly and honestly. There are some people around you who are trustworthy. There are some people there who admire you. And I'm seeing higher up male somewhere that is watching.
Vice president that is male, but he's harsh too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He wants what's best for the company. He's aware of you.
He wants what's
best for the company, and he's aware of you. He's aware of you. He's watching. They're saying, be open to unexpected opportunities coming your way. That's what's going to happen. Your angels and guides will help to fix this or get you out of it into a better situation or up higher. Is there any kind of a promotion where you could get up higher than you are now?
Well, not that I know of, and my manager had told me if I did, she was going to train me to be an assistant manager.
Yeah.
And in two months that she would, we'd touch base again. So I talked to the lady above her, and she said that she didn't have the authority to do that, even though I did it for 2 months. So I come back. I said, you were going to give me a raise. I don't really care about the title. And she said, oh, no, I just thought you wanted to help me. So she lied to me, and I am, just ready to walk out that door, except I'm not a rich person.
Well,
but
you can't walk out the door, but it wouldn't, you might as well try to. It actually, this next card says that abundance is coming your way yet again. Great news coming. It's a good time to change your job or go into business for yourself. This is what they're saying. I mean, you're magic right now. You know why? Because your vibration is high. Keep it high.
Okay.
Stay in charge of yourself and your life. Start covering your bases. If you're not happy there, look for another place. And, you're going to find the right thing.
Okay.
Oh, you have an admirer, somebody is admiring you, a male.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about him, but...
Well, there is. There's somebody that admires you, and he's coming in. And this is the beginning of a new, deep emotional experience that could grow into something deeper. So he's on his way, or he's already seen you. But a man is coming.
Okay.
Yeah. And it says... He's artistic as well, a little bit on the shy and sensitive side. So he'll be nice. Yeah. In fact, he might be around you now, and that's why you're not aware of it, because he hasn't presented himself. He's too shy.
Okay.
Now, all these cards are either about love or recognition or abundance. So, it says again, good time to change jobs or make a career move. The key to success is in the details. Wow. It says you are an inspirational person. This is a time for you to learn and hone your skills even in greater ways. If there's an opportunity to get further training in something that interests you or fascinates you, go right ahead. You would actually make a great healer, they're saying, in the healing arts. Yeah.
I took Reiki and all that.
Yay, then you are a healer already.
But then where do you go with that? You know, that's hard. It's just...
I know. Well, I actually, I'm in Houston, and Katie, and I'm actually able to make a living at it. Really? And I'm a Reiki master, and I teach, and yes, and I'm I'll do readings as well, but I teach Reiki. Yeah, it just depends on where you are in the country. Well, you're over there in Louisiana.
Yeah.
You're not that far.
We're not as metropolitan as Houston, though, you know?
No, you're not. But, yes, this has got an amazing spiritual community here, I will tell you. You might even consider moving here for a job or getting the job first and then coming here. The energy of Houston would be so good for you, I have to be honest, because it's an upbeat place. And the people are really nice. It's very diverse. Everybody kind of gives everybody a chance. There's a lot of love here. I'm feeling that. I'm from the East Coast, so, you know, this has been different for me.
Yeah.
But anyway, all good news, all good news. But you might consider a move because these people are so all low vibrational. You're the brightest light in that whole place.
I had a prophet tell me that too. There was only three of us in the whole area that were light workers. And when I first went there, people were jumping off the building I work in, but they stopped just because of the vibration that was there.
There you go. There you go.
But I'm
so you've been
worn
doing
down.
Work in that place, though. So you have. You know what? If you want to stay there and do your work. Because you are doing God's work.
Do you think the manager will leave?
Do I think who will leave?
The mean manager will leave.
Mean manager will leave or be eliminated. That's
okay.
What I think. Yep, just as long as you keep taking the high road. Which
anytime
you will
soon.
Do. Which you will do. Which you will do. But it doesn't.
I mean, I don't wish that for her, but she's very miserable, you know.
Well, she's
a miserable
person.
She's not
happy there. She's not happy there. She might be happier somewhere else. She's just all
eaten
up with jealousy and fear. Yeah, I doubt it too. But, you know, you will always find your place, though. I have no doubt.
Okay.
Because, there's so many options for you in this world, and all good. So it's been lovely talking to you. And
thank
I'm
you.
Give you to Ken now. Thank you for calling. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
My turn.
Thanks. Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Hi. The song that was playing when we took your call was Cry Me a River by Julie London. Do you know that song? Not the Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah.
I love this. The song and the story behind it they go together really well. The song is she's singing this song to some guy who didn't have time for her, and now that she's kind of moved on, he's all lonely and sad and wants her back, and her response is, "You can cry me a river because I cried over you and I'm done." The story behind it is that it was written by this guy named Arthur Hamilton, and he wrote it for Ella Fitzgerald to sing in a movie. The guy who was directing the movie, Jack Webb, thought that it had words in it that a black woman wouldn't say. So he didn't want it. Hamilton thought this was ridiculous, so he gave the song to Jack Webb's ex-wife, Julie London, who had a giant hit with it. So she was all too happy to be able to take the song that her ex turned down and make it into a giant. This was her first big hit. So I just love the karma that's in the story behind it as well as in the song. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like this is the thing that I think is coming for you, that sometimes we are fortunate enough to be able to witness karma in action, and I think that I want to say that you'll enjoy as this unfolds, but I feel like this is going to you're going to feel better about so many things that you're going to feel like the universe does work, that in your hard work pays off, what the things that you want happen. And the people who have done dumb things and gotten in your way or made things difficult for you are going to have to answer for that. And you're kind of, you may not witness it firsthand, but you'll be aware of that. So it's not like, ha, I finally got to house on that witch. It's not going to be quite like that, but you'll know that you're doing the right thing, and
okay.
that the ones who are causing trouble they'll be taken care of. Does that make sense?
It does, and it's funny because the same prophet that I was telling you guys
Tony.
Just a minute ago,
yeah.
she had told me to say a psalm that said that you would see, she's told me to say it every night, I would see, I forgot if it's Psalm 91 that you would actually see exactly what you just said. So it's funny, you got it in a song, but someone told me that it was also in a prayer,
yeah.
Psalm 91, about you will see this in your mind. The funny thing is I have been seeing the same guy, too. He's not, and she said a new guy was coming, which I didn't ask that. It sounds like him, but I don't know. You know, the one I'm seeing, like it could be a better version of him, or it could be just a different guy. Like, it's like, sounds like I'm cleaning a house.
Wow.
So I don't know, but that's the same thing in Psalm 91 as that song that you just told me.
Wow. Very cool.
You should check it out. Maybe he stole it from the Bible.
wouldn't be the first time.
No,
right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope all this comes soon because my patience is running thin, very, very thin, and I'm starting to get sick. You know, starting to get ill from the stress.
Yeah. Move.
Okay. All right. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, well, thank you for calling us.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay.
Yes. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry with Tony Ken. Hi. Thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
I think this is me.
I think it is, too.
Oh,
I do, too.
Yay. What's your first name?
Allison, and I'm in Arizona.
Have a good night.
Allison in Arizona.
Hot Arizona.
Texas, too.
Blistering, actually. We just came down. We just came starting to come down to the 99 degrees, 98 degrees, and we're just going to fluctuate for between 99 and 105. So we're finally cooling down. Yeah.
I know. I'm in Houston. We have the wet heat and you have the dry heat.
This is true. Yeah, we need some of your wet heat. We've been we've been without monsoons. All it's been the most, the second most driest summer, which of course here starts in June for us. So it's been brutal.
Yeah, it's
been brutal. Yeah,
it has been brutal. I agree, Allison. Yeah. We can agree on that. So
we can.
Yes. How can we help you tonight, sweetie?
I'm going through some real family trauma and some pretty hellish journey, actually, at this point. And without going into the story or the players involved or any of the details, really, I just need some. I need some just to figure out how to get through this and how to survive this, I guess, even at this point. It's been pretty.
Is this
pretty big bombs dropped on me in the last few months? So,
feeling arguing, fighting among the family.
No. My family is all at a distance, and I don't see them. I'm at a distance from them. I'm physical distance.
I'm hearing arguments. I don't know.
There was one argument with one family member, an actual, an in-person argument.
Oh, okay. That's what I was seeing.
Yeah.
And I knew that was a family member.
Yeah.
That's so hard. You have to put this in God's hands. That's what your angels are saying. There's no more you can do than what you've done. And you can't change people or help them to change or to make better choices until they're ready. And all you can do is literally put them in God's hands in your prayer at night. Put this person in God's hands or give them to his guides and angels to be brought to God and ask for the help of their angels and your angels and try to accept those things that you cannot change. That's about the only way you can get through something like this. And then turn to your own friends. You know, develop and stay close to the friends that you have around you. Take care of yourself.
I don't have any friends.
Well, you need to reach out to others to make some friends.
Well, this is definitely not something I would discuss with anyone except a therapist. This is not even
exactly
something I would talk to. I would have to be so close to that friend, so long term, incredibly close to disclose this, even that's not an option. It's not even an option. So,
well, I didn't mean to talk to others about it. I meant to have friends for you, to have to build a support team of people that you can spend time with, laugh with, play with, lunch with. I didn't mean to. No, there's nothing to be gained by doing that, like you said, unless you go for help from a therapist.
Right.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, but you just need some break is what I think I said that wrong.
Yeah.
You just need a break from the tension and from your care of that. They're saying that you have great inner strength. You have courage and kindness. You may not realize how strong and powerful you are, but there is no problem that you can't handle. They're saying the compassion you so freely give to others must also be given to yourself.
Yeah.
Stand strong in your convictions if the right answer is to tell someone no.
Mm.
They're saying that you're a woman of intuition and that they want you to take time to be quiet and reflect upon the desires of your heart for your own life through meditation and prayer. There's no need to take action right now. Just be patient with yourself, like I had said before. I turned to the cards, but the cards have absolutely confirmed that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So take good care of yourself and know that you've done everything you can. There's nothing more you can do. And people are on their own path. And we can't change people's misguided ideas and assumptions, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just can't. This is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped a little. But I would reach out and have some friends just to spend time with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, join a meetup group or something that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Arizona, you know, I don't know. Just try to find some people of your own that you can have as friends. And not to tell them your troubles, but to share some joy with so you have a break from this.
Yeah. Well, everything you said is exactly spot on, and it has been exactly what I've been doing. So,
good.
Really, almost down the line. It's almost like bullet points, like check, 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 check.
Good, Allison. Well, you're very wise and you're very intuitive.
It does not ease the anguish. It does not ease the anguish. You might think it does.
You have to put that in God's hands, and that does help. That's the part that I do when my crazy family acts up. I put them in God's hands, and I literally force my mind to stop thinking of and obsessing over what goes wrong. And I just choose a better thought. I take a little mental break from it. Because otherwise, we'll kill ourselves over these things, and we can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trust your intuition, because you had it right, see? Everything you've been doing was right, and you needed confirmation today. That's what this is for.
I certainly appreciate the feedback, and I guess
thank
I'll just have
you,
to
sweetie.
learn to live with this, and may cost the relationships that I value in my life so much, and may cost that, and that's also a very hard thing to come to terms with when it's the people you most care about. So,
yes, it is. Keep sending love to that person, and that person may just transform in ways you have no idea. It's very powerful. Love is very powerful. You can send that in a prayer, and they will feel that, and they will change their heart.
Right.
It really will. It will change their heart. So do that as well.
Right. Yeah, I'm doing that. A lot with the violet flame. I work a lot with the violet flame.
Ah, yes. Are you a Reiki master?
No, but I'm just
you're
a very old soul. Very, very, very,
you're
very
old
soul.
A
lot of stuff without anyone even having to teach me or show me or anything else. So, no, I'm just really
there
old soul.
Go.
So I know a lot about a lot of things, yeah, including
I
that,
know
so.
You do. You're highly intuitive. I'm going to give you to Ken now.
Okay, thank
get
you.
Get your message
you
from
much.
Him. Thank
okay.
you, Alice.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless. Yeah, God bless.
God bless. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
I want to start by thanking you for calling in because, and I won't go into the story right now, but you're calling in tonight is a message to me from someone that I loved, and
okay.
I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
That's
the first thing. The song that was playing you called is a recent song by a singer named Lauren Daigle. The song is You Say, was a hit about a year ago. Do you know that song?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up just a little bit too, like I heard on some of the other callers. What was the name of that song?
The song's called You Say. It's by Lauren Daigle.
I don't think I know that song. I'm pretty musical, but unless I heard it. But by Lauren, I'm going to look it up. I pulled it up on the computer, so I don't think I know that name, and I don't know that the author, the singer's name either, so it may be an unfamiliar song to me. Yeah.
That's okay. The message in the song is about having faith and believing even when it feels like everything is stacked against you. It starts off, I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up, and it goes on and on, but it's I believe that I am, and like Tony was saying, you can send love to these people, but set some boundaries because you got to take care of you. So you can send love to them and still not interact and difficult at first, but you got to take care of you, and that's what, and that's not selfish. That's self care. You have to be able to do that, and they've got like Tony was saying, they have their paths. Everybody has their own journey, and they have things that they have to figure out. But it doesn't have to be at your expense. You matter and you're important, and you got to take care of you. So if you need to, whatever you need to do that so that they're not causing you pain, whether it's, you know, blocking them on Facebook, whether it's blocking their phone numbers, whatever it is, you need to do that. And, it, you know, and you don't have to feel like there's some kind of giant permanent thing that you're doing, because every day is a chance to start again. And when they finally figure it out, when, you know, when, like, when Jacob Marley sent the three ghosts to Ebenezer Scrooge and he became a different person overnight, when that happens to them, they can figure out a way to reestablish contact, hopefully tell you that they're sorry. But in the meantime, you need to do whatever it is you need to do so that you're okay, so that you're better than
awesome.
Okay, so that. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to do is use it as a personal growth opportunity. and that's just always been my nature to try to grow from everything, no matter how horrendous it is. And that's just, but it gets exhausting when you have to keep doing that for 62 years of your life just to fight to survive what's thrown at you. So it gets exhausting. But I'm going to look up that song. I'm going to listen to it on YouTube.
Good.
I pulled it up. So thanks for that.
You're
sure,
welcome.
Appreciate
you. I can help you.
Okay.
Have a good
Thank
night.
You.
Thank you for calling us, Allison.
You bet.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Tanisha. Tanisha?
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am. Tanisha.
Hi. Tanisha. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, today when I was at work, I seen this beautiful white bird, all white. And the bird was not moving. It actually stayed there for a little while, and it had, little numbers on the bottom. So I just wanted to know, what was this all white bird? Was it a messenger? Like, you know, do you have any messages for me?
White bird, or any bird that comes and looks at you or that you feel is significant, stays near you for any length of time, that traditionally represents a departed loved one.
Mm. Okay.
Do you have anybody on the other side that you
I have been praying to I've been uplifting my grandmother a lot and my grandfather in the past couple
wonderful.
Of days. Yeah. Yes,
I
have.
Think that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
that's exactly
what that is. Well, especially when you notice it, they've gotten your attention. I mean, how many times does a bird connect with you? Not very often.
I mean, not very often. You're absolutely correct. Not very often at all.
Yeah. And that's why. It's a spirit. They use nature to come and give you messages. And that's a beautiful message.
Thank you.
It
so
really
is,
sweetheart. I'm getting that they love you and that they want you to rest more, take care of yourself, that you deserve all the best in life, and they want you to believe that truly. They're saying that you need to have confidence in yourself because you can do anything you want. They're also saying that you can choose freedom, that you feel maybe a little bit, how should I put it, almost trapped in a way, but maybe trapped is too strong of a word. You feel
no, it's
like,
the perfect word.
Oh, okay. And they're saying you can free yourself from any obstacles that you focus on by choosing a different path. They want you to turn your thoughts away from negativity and instead envision endless other possibilities you might act upon. They want to see you free yourself. And the next card is the Two of Abundance. They're saying that if you're feeling a little out of balance right now, Are you working more than one job?
Kinda, yes.
Yeah, they're saying you really want to make a transition into your dream career. They want you to keep things light and stay in touch with your inner child. They're saying when you have to multitask, do it with a positive attitude that will bring you success. But they want to see you, and I've never had that card before. That's amazing. And it's of a little girl walking on a rail. I've never seen this card in this deck, and I've had this deck forever. That's absolutely crazy. That was your card. So they're remembering you as a little girl, and that's why they wanted me to pick this card, and that message is for you. So what do you really want to do? What is your dream career?
I am moving. I have started this job with the solar company,
And my dream career, I want to take this internationally. I want to grow with my company, and I also want to grow with other companies as well. Like, I want to help a lot of families. You know, I want to help my planet.
Well, they want you to do it with joy and enthusiasm and fun, and not get stressed out. Try to de-stress the situation and take good care of yourself. Kind of relax into it. That's why the first message was about your self-confidence. You can do this. Your dream is beautiful. They love
that dream.
They want you to do that. They both do. And Grandma's more talkative. Grandma's more talkative. She's got more to say. Yeah. They just love you, though, both of them. They do, sweetheart. Oh, wow. I'm so glad you got that message tonight. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you just go for it, Tanisha. You're going to be very successful. This is assured. They've got your back. They're working on the other side for you. Always ask for their help and the help of your other guides and angels. Because they will help you. Your cause is so important. It's very worthy. And this will. And you know, you have passion behind it. You really believe in this. And
I
that's
know.
Going to make your success. I'm so happy for you, honey.
This job wouldn't really change my life, like, honestly.
I can
see that. This job definitely changed my life.
I'm excited. Well, I'm going to give you to Ken now for your musical message. I can't wait to hear what it is.
Thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
It's interesting. This is a Blood, Sweat, and Tears song that's come up tonight. And this song is, it's called And When I Die. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Nope, I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, and it really dovetails with what Tony was saying about the bird and messages for grandparents. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born in this world to carry on.
Carry on. That's you.
Yeah, and it's you.
You,
and they are so proud of you.
Yep.
So proud of you, and they want you to know that.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's
you are very
beautiful.
Welcome.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm going to play this song when I'm sleeping tonight. Yes.
Okay, good.
You will love it.
I'm sorry.
I said
no,
you will love
ahead.
That song.
Yes.
You love that
yes,
song.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
very,
you so much
very,
for calling.
Very, very, very much, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, we
You're
love
so
you.
So welcome.
Thank you for calling.
I love you too. Yes.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love
You're
it.
Very welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
You too,
bye-bye.
Guys.
We will.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. I can squeeze in a couple more. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy. Where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling from Kentucky.
Kentucky.
And how can we help you today?
I just wanted to ask if there were any messages from Spirit.
Okay. All right. You have a strong faith, don't you, Joy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. They're saying that your dreams are ready to be manifested. This is exactly what it says on the card. I'll just read it. You're ready to go. There's no need for any additional preparation. Take the first steps toward the changes you desire, even if they're small steps. Notice the signs that will guide you in the right direction, for your guides and angels are working behind the scenes to help you to manifest this great dream. The resources and support that you need to make this a reality will miraculously appear. They're saying that you're a wise old soul and that you are a spiritual teacher. They want you to continue to shine your light as an example for others to follow. Have you had a spiritual mentor of your own, or do you mentor others?
I don't mentor. As far as having one of my own, I kind of look at everybody.
Beautiful.
Experiences, life lessons.
They're saying in your quiet moments, focus on love and the ways in which you might give to those around you, because that is your destiny. Wow.
Okay.
Yes. I love that. And let's see, what is this last one? Has a situation been troubling you? Has that just come to an end?
Yes. I recently moved. I have a more peaceful home. That's it.
Excellent. They're saying it's time to breathe a sigh of relief. And the challenging times are now behind you. You can move on. And it's important to fully let go of the past energy. And someone in your life might now be finally free of his or her codependency issues. I don't know if you have someone near you that was suffering with any of that.
Okay.
If you do know someone like that, they're ready to get totally free if they haven't already. And I'm thinking I'm feeling that you may be very good at helping to bring others to help, whether it's to sobriety of any kind.
Okay.
They're saying the healer of action. And this is a time when you may do whatever you set your mind if your heart is open. You have been asked to do many things at once. You don't mind that as long as you know that you're making a difference. They're saying you're loving, intelligent, passionate, and fun. And you can handle any difficult situation that comes your way. But those difficult situations you just passed through, and now you have the peaceful house. This was all meant to be, and they're very happy for you. Okay? Did that resonate with you?
It did in every way, and yes, you're right. I'm definitely ready to move forward.
I'm so glad, sweetheart. Well, you have a beautiful life ahead, and I'm so happy for you. And I'm going to give you to Ken for your musical message.
Thank you.
Hi, Joy.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi. The song that was playing this version was by Joe Stafford. The song is Jambalaya on the Bayou. Do you know that song?
I might.
You would probably recognize it if you heard it.
That.
Everybody from Fats Domino to the Carpenters have recorded versions of it.
I really believe I have.
it's an old one.
And there's a couple different things. I don't know if the song evokes a memory of anybody in particular for you. Somebody who liked jambalaya and crawfish pie and gumbo. But I think this is just about reminding you to have some fun, to take some time for you, to do some of the things you love. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun down on the bayou. And it doesn't have to, you know, a lot of times we get this idea that it's selfish for us to do things for ourselves. And that's not true. You've got to take care of you. It doesn't have to be at the expense of everybody else, but it should be at least a little something every day if you can manage it. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to take a lot of time. It's just a reminder that you matter and you're important. And you should enjoy yourself. You should have things that you like. You should, whether it's material things or experiences, or just learn to read, you know, maybe read half an hour from the new Stephen King book or something. You know, just a little time for you. And it resets everything. It raises your vibration. It makes you feel better. it helps, especially if you're hectic, like 99% of us are, with a million things to do, and, you know, 26 hours worth of stuff to get done in a 24-hour day. But when you take a little bit of time for you, it just makes you feel better. It makes it easier to handle whatever else you need to handle. And like I said, it doesn't have to take a lot of time. It doesn't have to take a lot of money. It can be driving through and getting a shake. It can be, you know, sitting in the park, sitting at the beach, sitting at the lake, you know, for 20 minutes and just being. It can be binging a show on Netflix if you want. Something that, whatever it is, something that just makes you happy. And that's, you know, that's really it. I mean, if you listen to the song, you might find something else. It might evoke something else for you. But I feel like the message really is to just take care of you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that is probably one of the biggest things I'm looking forward to, is getting out and having fun and letting my hair down. So, yes, it does.
Tony, are you there?
You enjoy.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both. I appreciate it. And I'm going to listen to it, but I'm pretty sure I know that song.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
You take care.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye. Tony, did I go away there again?
No, you're here.
No, but
I had
been talking for a little while and I didn't hear anything, so I wasn't sure if anybody was hearing. But okay. I think we can squeeze in one more. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hello, my name is Ray, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Ray, how can we help you tonight?
Yeah, so thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you could help me out with, I have a job interview on Thursday, and I have no idea how it's going to go. Been unemployed for the last 7 months, and I'm kind of nervous. Maybe if you can kind of see whatever you see. I don't know if it's good, bad, great, whatever you see, I guess.
Okay. All right, first thing, the angels are saying, relax. Take some deep breaths before you go in there. Meditate the morning before. They want you to focus very, very, very strongly on your objective, which is success. They're suggesting that you prepare some questions ahead of time to show your interest in the job and in the company, and to tell them what you can bring to them, to emphasize that, because you do have gifts that they would be very interested in having. Your skills and your gifts and your strengths would be well used there.
Huh.
I think this job sounds like it's like it should be yours. I mean, you know, nothing's decided yet. You haven't even gone in. It's very hard to see, but I do see you employed. I see you smiling. I see you shaking hands. I see them nodding and talking about you later. Yeah, it looks good to me.
Yeah, okay. This is really interesting because the way how I met, it was just, I don't know, I think just the energy was lining up for me. I was sleuthing on the social media site LinkedIn, and I was connected with one of their former employees who got a new job for a job I applied for. And I was kind of bummed.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, where are they coming from? And then I said, wait, if they're leaving this place, that must mean there's an opening. And I saw who her boss was, who I had met at a political networking event like 2 months prior. And I just took a stab at it. You know, the opening wasn't available yet. And I told him who I was with my cover letter and resume. And he says, hey, I remember you. Why don't we go out for coffee? We met for like 20 minutes. And he asked to speak with my former vice president. And my former VP gave him good reviews about me. And now I'm going to meet with their other VP. And, you know, the one thing that's...
Yeah, I saw two men discussing you and very happy about it. And a happy change is coming for you. Your angels have banded together to create real and joyful changes in your life. Events will begin to move forward. Great progress is now possible. You will need to make some rapid decisions due to the suddenness of the activity. Be confident and trust the guidance you are receiving. Couldn't be better than that. It sounds like this is yours. I'm going to give you to Ken now because we're almost out of time.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want you to miss your music message. Okay.
Hi, Ray. The song that was playing when we picked up your call was Locked Out by Crowded House. It wasn't a big hit. I don't know if you know that song.
I don't. I have to look it up.
Okay, that's fine. I've been locked out. I've been locked in, but I always seem to come back again. When you're in that room, what do you do? I know that I will have you in the end. What I feel like this means, the message that I'm getting is that you're going to be fine and you're going to have this job. And you need to not put the pressure and stress on yourself worrying over every possible answer or to make sure everything is right. Whatever choices you make are going to be the right ones, from what you decide to wear that day to however you answer their questions. You're good enough and smart enough, and you're going to be able to handle this. That said, I'm not challenging you to go in there with a beer stain on a T-shirt and
right.
3 days worth of growth on your face and all, but you don't have to obsess or stress out making sure you wear the right or say the right thing. Instincts, they're good, and you're going to be fine. It's pressure you don't need to put on yourself. You can go in there confident because you're the right person for the job.
Okay, cool. Cool. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
I take my call.
You're very
really
welcome.
Helpful.
We're so glad
thank
you
for
that you
calling.
Called.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I was about to give the phone number out again.
Yeah.
But I don't need to do that because Blog Talk Radio will cut us off whether we're ready or not. Apologies
truth.
To those that we couldn't get to. We tried. We got through a lot of calls tonight, but
we did.
We just can't get to everybody. We will be back three Mondays from tonight. We will be back here. In the meantime, if you can't wait, you can book a reading through the website. PsychicTapestry.com, click on Get a Reading, and you can connect with whoever you want to connect with, find out more about them, and arrange to have a private reading. Otherwise, we'll see you back here 3 weeks from tonight. Tony, as always, thank you so much for giving up your Monday for us.
Oh, thank you, Ken. No,
my
I
pleasure.
Love it. You know I live for it.
Thanks to everybody who called in. Again, apologies to those that we couldn't get to. We really did try. And thanks for listening. We really appreciate you guys.
We do.
And we hope that you have a great few weeks without us, but then come back and see us. Yeah.
And
3 weeks from
you.
Tonight. Take care and we'll talk soon.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ha 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 ha